Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny but continued windy, high of about 44 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 38, 36 in Burlington, 40 degrees in Milwaukee, 40 degrees in Racine. Police in Kenosha investigating the circumstances under which a car struck the front of the Payday Express office at 2304 18th Street just before 7 o'clock this morning, the vehicle ending up partially inside. No injuries reported. Officers on scene got differing accounts initially of who was driving. A man determined to have been behind the wheel eventually. No other information available at this point. The 2016 budget for Mount Pleasant is finalized by the Village Board last night. The tax rate is $7.53 per $1,000 assessed value. That's another $40 onto a $200,000 home. There is a 3.9% increase in the levy. Almost $1.9 million in borrowing for road work. Additional police officers. But there's no contribution toward a study about Racine Unified. Administrator Kurt Wallen explained that the levy hike is not going to meet the state's expenditure restraint rules, which means a likely six-figure impact in 2017.
If we stayed with the just under 1%, that means the general fund could only go up by about $168,000. With a 5% increase in health care, with an increase for the fire department by contract, with the wages, the loss of $100,000, actually I think it's a little more, for roads, transportation from the state, $168,000 is just not realistic.
Trustee Rick McCluskey motioned to approve the budget without the $15,000 toward the Unified study. Caledonia and Sturtevant's budgets each including that contribution. Trustee John Hewitt spoke against funding the study to look at breaking away from the district.
We have seen the numbers and the increases of how the numbers are improving. Graduation rates are going up and other test scores and everything are going up too. In addition to that, Unified is going to be changing the way that their board is going to be voted upon, and they will be in more geographic locations, and we will have representation in the future.
Mount Pleasant's Finance Committee will be talking about the study and the funding at an upcoming meeting. Kenosha County Board of Supervisors last night approving the budget for next year, which includes a modest decrease in taxes for county property owners. The only attempt to modify it came from Supervisor John Poole, who motioned to increase the employee health insurance contribution by 15%. Supervisor Jeff Gentz said raising the contribution would amount to chipping away at the foundation of county government, which is its employees.
We just did a compensation study. We're going to raise your wages, a point and a half, and now we're going to slam you with a benefit cut. I mean, when you look at it, again, it's been debated tonight very eloquently, but, you know, our foundation is our employees, and we can't keep whittling away at that.
The amendment was defeated on a 17-4 vote with two abstentions. Sheriff David Beth making another plea for more corrections officers. Nobody offered an amendment on that. Final vote on the Kenosha County budget, 19-4 in favor. The mayor's race in Kenosha next spring, back to three candidates with a declaration of intent filing by Diana Konecki. She has addressed the city council on a number of occasions. Konecki also acknowledges being one of the only openly gay and openly transgender people in Kenosha. Transformation occurring about 5 years ago, she has no experience in running for political office. The other two candidates, former Mayor John Antaramian, who's been a candidate since the start, and Alderman Bob Johnson recently getting into the race, incumbent Mayor Keith Bosman not seeking another term. And the hospitality center located at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown Racine will be getting a new leader in a few weeks. Kevin Stewart, a deacon with the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee, is leaving to do other ministry work in another community. Replacing him as of December 1st will be longtime center volunteer Leif Peterson. The Mount Pleasant man facing charges for the death of his half-brother in a reported drunk driving crash earlier going to be allowed to attend Dylan Pickard's funeral this afternoon. 23-year-old David Parr's attorney requesting that his client's $75,000 bond be reduced to $5,000 and that he be placed on electronic monitoring. The DA's office objected to the reduced bond, was in favor of allowing the jail furlough for the funeral. Judge Charles Constantine granting the request on the reduced bond, but ordered Parr not to be driving and that he be with a family member if he leaves home for any reason. Parr driving a car that turned in front of another vehicle at Green Bay Road and 16th Street. The passenger in the car, Pickard, was killed in that crash. In Kenosha Circuit Court yesterday, bond for 65-year-old Marcel Kudzin was set at $500,000 in the case of a stabbing involving a group home on the city's central area. The situation involving the assistant DA for Kenosha, Tracy Braun, saying the defendant took issue with a woman's hair at that location, started to choke and punch her, then got a knife. A melee ensued involving staff in the residence. James Nelson, one of those residents among those who confronted the defendant, Kudzin, then accused of stabbing Nelson to death.
We have preliminary autopsy findings, Your Honor, and that shows that there were approximately 32 stab wounds and incised wounds on the body of James Nelson.
Kudzin safely taken into custody shortly after police got there, his attorney planning to file a motion questioning competency. A preliminary hearing in Racine to determine if there's enough evidence to try 45-year-old John Clay for a murder more than 20 years ago has been postponed now until November the 25th. It was supposed to have taken place yesterday, but delayed at the request of Clay's attorney. He's accused in the death of Andre McKinstry in August of 1994 inside a Racine tavern. Racine Unified School Board going to be meeting Monday night, highlighting the agenda under action items, the employee handbook, and proposed changes. The teachers union again mobilizing to try to keep them from being implemented. And the process of determining wage increases for Kenosha Unified staff expected to take a step forward soon. The board is going to be expected to formally declare an impasse in talks over base wages with the teachers union. That would clear the way for future discussions about supplemental pay. Kenosha Unified Board President Tamara Coleman says an across-the-board wage increase would take away flexibility the district needs to cope with tight spending caps and flat state aid. She wants to fashion a compensation package taking a variety of factors into account.
There's a lot of things that we have to consider. You know, we've had a freeze in salaries for 2 years, and that includes the steps and lanes. So teachers that have gone on to get higher education and masters and that kind of thing, you know, we used to compensate them for that and give them, you know, they would get extra pay for that. Well, we've frozen all of that for the last 2 years.
Although the budget in Kenosha was just passed and includes a little more than $2 million in unallocated funds, Coleman not saying whether she would favor plowing that entire amount into salary increases. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. Our newscasts are in podcast form on the webpage in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.